ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters. What's going on? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. So recently I read a book called The 5 AM Club by Robin Sharma. In it, he mentions that many successful people have a habit of waking up early. He says that this is the best time for one to master themselves. One can find no better time to master oneself than between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. He calls this the victory hour because it is the time of least distraction and greatest insight. The solitude, stillness, and silence between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. allows you to do deep inner work and attain clarity, confidence, and calm for the remainder of the day. The reason is because our brain's chemistry is different early in the morning. The brain's prefrontal cortex, or that part of your brain that makes you worry or analyze things over and over, is temporarily shut down in the peaceful early hours. The tranquility at daybreak has also been shown to increase dopamine and serotonin, helping you to feel energized and at peace. So in the book, he talks about the 20-20-20 routine. The idea is that the first 20 minutes of this hour is utilized to do physical exercise, something that will make you sweat. The next 20 minutes is utilized for reflection and meditation, something that will clear your mind, visualization, journaling, and so on. And the last 20 minutes is utilized for learning, reading a book, listening to a podcast, something that will increase you in knowledge. And by utilizing this formula, you set yourself up for success by doing the important work, which is the inner work, first thing in the morning. And he mentions that doing this routine is going to be difficult at the beginning. As every change is difficult in the beginning, messy in the middle, and gorgeous at the end. So we need to show willpower and determination for 66 days. As he says, this is the amount of time it takes to reach a level called automaticity, which is when you reach a level that it becomes easier to do the habit than to leave it. This is when the habit is set. And after all, if you want to be like the Picassos, the billionaires, the leaders of industry, then we have to do their habits. He says to have the results the top 5% of producers have, you must start doing what 95% of people are unwilling to do. You know, it's interesting if you look at the self-help and personal development industry. It mentions the like of Gandhi and Mother Teresa and Martin Luther King, the Dalai Lama, and even Buddha makes it in it. But they don't mention the greatest person to walk on the face of the earth, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they completely cut Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the equation. But the truth is that Islam is all about growth, all about improvement, all about striving for excellence in every single area of our lives. In our careers, in our family lives, in our spirituality, in our relationships, in our health, our wealth, in every single area, we strive for excellence for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is by being sincere to Allah, the Almighty, the Most Merciful, the Irresistible, the Greatest, the One whose mercy encompasses everything. By worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and following the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does one truly attain success in this world and the next? After all, Allah sent the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show us how to worship Him, to show us and teach us the things that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to teach us who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's look at the prophetic morning routine and how we can model it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his morning routine lasted for more than 4 hours, and it consisted of tahajjud, fajr, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until sunrise. We might not be able to do it exactly how he did it, but we can model after it. So the first thing we do is we make sure we have a part of tahajjud in there. The time of tahajjud, the last third of the night, is an extremely important time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْئًا وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the hours of the night is more effective and better suited for reflection. So we have more clarity and focus during this time. Remember what was mentioned in the book? This is the real golden hour. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah the Almighty descends to the lowest heaven in the last third of every night, saying, Who is calling upon me that I may answer him? Who is asking from me that I may give him? And who is seeking my forgiveness that I may forgive him? You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghani, the independent, you know, the powerful, the one who controls everything and anything. He is coming down and asking us that who wants something so I can give it to him. So we should really strive to make sure we get a portion of this night to take advantage of it and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any and everything that we want. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding Ibn Umar that how amazing of a person is Abdullah only if he prayed Qiyam al-Layl. So Salim said that when Ibn Umar heard this, he wouldn't sleep except a little during the night. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how amazing is he if he prays Qiyam al-Layl. So Ibn Umar, he strove to establish Qiyam al-Layl because he wanted to be an amazing person. And Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he mentions in this regard that anyone who establishes Qiyam al-Layl becomes an amazing person. So if we want to be somebody who is amazing, then we need to try to take advantage of this time, even if it's 20 minutes before Fajr. The next thing in the prophetic routine was Salatul Fajr, and this is the first Salah of the day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that the two rak'ah, the two units of prayer before Fajr is better than the dunya and everything that's in it. Now imagine the world and all its luxuries, the cars, the wealth, the palaces, everything that we can imagine from its pleasures. Two units, not even Salat al-Fajr, but the sunnah before Fajr is better than it and everything that the dunya contains. So can you imagine the reward for Salat al-Fajr? How important and how great it is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever prays Salatul Fajr is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is under the guarantee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the next part of the prophetic routine was to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until sunrise. The morning and the evening remembrance, the supplication that we say during this time, they are extremely, extremely important. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentions that the morning and evening adhkar play the role of a shield. The thicker it is, the more its owner is protected. Rather, its strength can reach to such an extent that the arrow shot at it will bounce back to affect the one who shot it. These supplications and remembrances are extremely important, and we'll look at two of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Fatima, what is stopping you from listening to what I'm advising you? That you say every morning and evening, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith, Aslih li Sha'ni Kullahu Wa La Takilni Ila Nafsi Tarfat Ayn. This supplication is so powerful. We call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, O the ever living, the one who controls everything. Everything relies and depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we say, Bi rahmatika astaghith, your mercy, by your mercy I seek help. You know, we're depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say, Aslih li sha'ni kullahu, that rectify all my affairs, my wealth, my health, my family, my car, my home, everything that we can imagine, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify it. Depending on Him, relying on Him, hoping in Him. And then we say, وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ, that do not entrust my affairs to me even for the blink of an eye. Because we know that we are weak. Allah is the one who has all the power. The one who controls everything in the heavens and the earth. Nothing happens except by His permission. He is constantly creating, constantly giving life. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of our affairs. Another powerful supplication is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who recites Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim, three times in the morning and evening, nothing will harm him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us to say this supplication, which means that by the name of Allah And this includes all the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one with whose name nothing can harm in the sky and the earth. And He is the all-hearing and all-knowing. So if a person says this three times in the morning and evening, nothing will harm them. Now this doesn't mean that nothing will happen to them. But the key here is that it will not harm them. They will not be harmed by anything that happens to them. And it is very important that we learn these supplications. And check the link in the description for the list of all these supplications. And we try our best to learn all of them. You know, people, they recite affirmations in the morning, such as, every day I'm getting better and better. And they believe that this changes their mindset. We have divine guidance with us. We have the Quran, the Sunnah, which teaches us how to live our life from the time we wake up until we go to bed. The key is how much certainty do we have when we say these supplications. When we raise our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much certainty is behind it? Is it just words we're saying that have no meaning? Or is there a level of certainty behind it? Because the more certain a person is, the stronger these supplications are. And we try our best to utilize this time. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Allah, bless my ummah in its early morning. And then once the sun rises a little bit, we try to perform at least two rak'ah of Salat al-Duha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in the morning, every single joint of yours must pay a sadaqah. Every subhanallah is a charity. Every alhamdulillah is sadaqah. Every la ilaha illallah is sadaqah. Every Allahu Akbar is a sadaqah. Every commanding good is a sadaqah, and every forbidding evil is a sadaqah. And all this is accomplished through two units one can pray in the duha prayer. You know, this routine, if we have a part of tahajjud and then salat al-fajr and then all the way till sunrise and praying salat duha, this routine could take up to 2 hours. But imagine the focus and clarity that we have entering our day. But if we want to be from the people of Jannah, then we need to do the actions of the people of Jannah, the actions that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the sun has risen, one can go back to sleep. If they need to get extra sleep, they can utilize this time to go back to sleep. But the important thing is that we make use of this time as much as we can, because the benefit comes to us. Imagine entering your day with dependence and clarity and focus because we took out the time to refocus our minds on what is important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those individuals who do the actions that He loves. And may He give us the ability to follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ.